This is Art Beat with Danae Gibson, and I'm joined by friend of the station, local children's author Renee Hayward. Welcome back to RTR FM, Renee.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You're here today to talk about a new children's book called Say Hello. I reckon the last time we chatted, we were saying hooray, celebrating achievements in babies' early days. So I guess we've grown up a bit now.
Oh, well, this is still a book for, Say Hello is still a book for babies. But yeah, now we're saying hello instead and exploring things that babies love to do.
Like
making their rattle shake and watching water splash and kicking a ball and making a muddy mess and flicking
pulling faces.
Pulling faces, all the fun stuff.
Yeah, kids especially, but I like all, nearly all of those things as well. Say Hooray was gorgeous, is gorgeous. I love it. I love watching little kids read it. Is Say Hello another stage in the language development of children?
It's about the same. It follows a fairly similar sort of rhyming pattern throughout. So, both of them really just sort of targeting those really early fundamentals. And because they've got a lovely rhythm and a lovely rhyme and lots of repetition, then it's the sort of thing that I know parents can get a bit sick of reading after a while, but because of that repetition, it really starts to help build vocabulary in kids' brains, and the rhyming as well sort of starts to help kids develop that sort of predictability and sort of work out, oh, so what might finish this sentence off? So yeah, it's I think it's all helpful for those foundational stages of learning a language.
I love that it's a hard cardboard book. It's fun to play with. Did you ever have books, do you recall books that were kind of made out of vinyl so you could take them in the bath?
Oh, yes, my kids still have some of those.
I love
them.
And
they're really great. We love taking those ones in the bath. I know when I was little as well, we also had books made out of cloth.
Yeah.
And I love those. And, you know, I think my kids have also, they've had ones with cloth but also with textures in them as well, which are really fun to scrunch and make noises with and things like that, yeah.
I
love having this book in the board book. It's great for little fingers.
Oh, it's gorgeous. And I guess it could be chewed a little bit too, but it's going to be sturdy. Say Hello and Say Hooray is a collaboration with Rebecca Mills, and Rebecca does beautiful art. These are little portraits of creatures that are not really the old Dick and Dora of the 20th century, are they? The characters are quite different.
Yeah, I think, you know, Rebecca's done a really, really great job of, I mean, she's known for doing really amazing bright colours, and I love that she's brought that into these books. And also making the faces of these babies quite prominent so that we can see their emotional expression, which is really important for little ones as well. You know, babies, they're so drawn to faces. It's one of sort of the first shapes that they start to recognise. And so, that's one of the things, having a big, beautiful, smiling face in a book is something that's going to capture little ones' attention for sure.
And they're not all the white faces of the 20th century either, are they?
No. We've certainly included a lot of diversity. I think that was one of the things I was, both Rebecca and I were really keen to have, is because we've got so many babies in this book, it's like, well, why not include as many different faces as we possibly can, so that every child can actually see themselves in a book.
Tell me about Bookaburras, Renee.
Oh, Bookaburras is a fantastic program, which is, I'm actually the ambassador for this year, which has been very exciting. So Bookaburras is all about getting books to kids who wouldn't normally have access to books. So, there's some kids in metropolitan areas who, you know, they might not come from a financial background where they can access books easily, or even in regional areas where, you know, there might not even be a local library or bookstore. So getting books to those kids to help build their early literacy. And that's an initiative that was started up by Fremantle Press, who is the publisher of Say Hello and Say Hooray, and is now this amazing partnership. We've got all these sponsors on board, donors and the education department on board too. It's a really, fantastic initiative.
This is your passion area. Why is that?
Oh, I worked for a while in perinatal and infant mental health, not as a clinician. I worked in health promotion, but I learnt so much about the way that parents and babies interact and how important that is, not just for building babies' brain, but, you know, for supporting the way that parents and babies work together, you know, that caregivers develop bonds with their babies. And I'm a mum myself, you know, I've got two little ones and I've seen it in action now, you know, I've experienced that. And I really love the idea of having a book that really, that kids get excited about, that they can snuggle on their lap with their caregiver and have a cuddle and, you know, experience all those warm, fuzzy feelings while also growing their brains at the same time. Their babies' brains are just amazing. The amount that they change in the first 2 years is phenomenal. Like, our brains don't go through a change like that again, really. So, you know, they just learn so much, and it's so important to have not just, you know, the learning of, you know, words and language, but also the emotional side supported as well. And I think books do that so beautifully.
I was going to say, I think my mum read hundreds of stories to me when I was a little thing, but I don't remember further back than about 2.5 or 3 years of age, so I reckon it's probably thousands.
Thousands. Well, if you think about it, if you get read 3 books a day, every day for a year, you're approaching 1,000 already.
There you go. And I certainly did.
So, I think, I know my kids, my goodness, they will have read thousands, thousands upon thousands.
And then they will share it with others. I love reading books to little people. So thank you so much for chatting with us again this morning, Renee.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
Renee Hayward is the author of Say Hello, Say Hooray, and they're so cute, published by Fremantle Press.